Going by train, that's the halacha hay, which is what everyone, this is a very important halacha. Everyone wants to know whose pocket is this coming out of? Bottom line, the father asks for this. His father asks for to feed the father. So he asks for a steak. So he says, sure, dad, come right up. But what's the law? Do you have to go pay for it? He says, sure, dad, come right up. Just give me the credit card and we'll be good. So this is based on the Gemara in Kedushin that I learned. The Gemara's been specific about it. Gemara brings.
It's the battle of the generation.
Wow, you guys made me very young. That's still good.
So the
sit right across from everybody.
Gemara says, Mishal mi, lam bezim with alf. Mishal mi, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mishal ben, Rav Nosson bar Yishi Omer, Mishal av. And the Gemara paskins, lamaisa, at the end we paskin that it is Mishal av. But the Gemara does give, so that means that the father has to pay. The father has to pay. So since the father has to pay, it doesn't come out of the kid's pocket. And you can tell the father, sure, I'll get you the steak, but give me the credit card because I'm the father's paying.
Right.
Now, this is brought down to Shulchan Aruch.
So
okay. Now we're gonna see now two major exceptions in that, three major exceptions. Okay, so that's the simple halacha. It says Mishal Ben, and that Mishal Av, and that's the halacha. However, the Gemara first of all says one important example, and it says Yamit Mishal Av, Ma'inaf Kol Eminei. The Gemara says a bitul malacha. So the Gemara does say that even though you're not mechuyev to spend your own money, but you're mechuyev to spend your time, and because spending your time is going to cost, you're going to lose money by spending time. That is bitul malacha, and that you're mechuyev to give to the kibud avayim. Now, the question is, what exactly does this Gemara mean? And I'll explain what my suffix is. I think that the Achrayim say one way, but it's an interesting shaila. First of all, you have to understand, what is b'chlal the pshat in this Gemara? I'm going to spend money to buy matzah. I'm going to spend money to buy lulav. I'm going to spend money to buy tzitzis. I'm going to spend money every single mitzvah. All of a sudden, this mitzvah, no, but this mitzvah, you don't have to spend money. What's the pshat? Why not? I mean, I'm going to spend money on everything. Why shouldn't you be going to spend money on this mitzvah? I want to get back to that question later.
Potentially unlimited.
What?
I said it's potentially unlimited.
So then spend the chomesh or a shlish, whatever the chiv is. Everything's unlimited today. the price for your estrogen matzah is also unlimited. You know, you could spend £9,000 and you for your matzah, and you could spend a guy, yeah, whatever. Anyway, so the spend the chumash. What's the pshat? So Chazanish says more or less that the pshat is. The Gemara is not saying here that you're not going to spend money for it. The Gemara is saying this doesn't fall under Kibra V'Aim. Kibra V'Aim that's not the tzur of the mitzvah. The tzur of the mitzvah is taking his stuff and helping him get it. That's the suffix of the Gemara. The suffix of the Gemara is not are you going to spend your money. The suffix of the Gemara is what's the mitzvah? Is the mitzvah to spend your money on him, or is the mitzvah is to take his money and help him, you know, help him be comfortable and get him his stuff? That's the shadow of the Gemara. So on the side of that, it's Mishal Av. So Taka, that's the mitzvah. So it doesn't come in to spend your money. But then, okay, now, but the thing is, what does Bitul Malacha mean? Does Bitul Malacha mean that even though you're not mechuyev to spend money, but you're mechuyev to do minias revach? Meaning, if you're just not going to make money, that much you do have to give to the mitzvah. Is that what the Gemara means? The mechuyev to a minias revach, a loss of potential gain that you do have to give to the parent. Is that what the Gemara means? Or no, even that I don't have to give to the parent. That's not what the Gemara is saying. What the Gemara is saying is different. What the Gemara is saying is that the minias revach, the bitul malacha means is that I'm taking his credit card. But now for me to actually go get him the steak, it's going to take time. Time is money. So mamela, the time that it takes, that taka is the mitzvah, even if it costs you money. Which, let's say you go with the chazanish, right? So the chefzah's mitzvah is to spend his money and help him be comfortable. But now, if let's say the being comfortable part is going to cost me money, could be an economy, you would have to pay that.
Right,
that's the Gemara's not saying it's minyas revach versus hefshid. The Gemara is saying it's time versus money. That's the heft of the mitzvah.
So when you get your lulav, you can wait until after work. You can get all these things. But when your parents ask you if that chov applies now, you just have to.
Right, now I it's Mishalav. That's not Mishalav. Mishalav means the mitzvah is to spend his money to get him comfortable. But now I have to go do it for him. So that's going to cost me money. Nafkamina is. So the Rishonim seem to compare this to Hilchos Chol HaMoed. By Hilchos Chol HaMoed, you find a similar thing. That if something is a big davar avid, if you're going to take a hefset, then you're not mochiv to take a hefset. But minyas revach. But if you're just not going to gain, then you talk have to let go.
So then, according to that, if a parent says, I'm lonely, I want you to come visit me, and it costs $1,000 to fly in, that would be Mishal Ben.
Oh, so we'll talk about that.
No, wait a minute. They pay the credit card for the flight.
I'm not sure about that. No, I don't know about that. Let's see. Let's see. So now, one other thing is that Ramosha Paskins in the Dibris Moshe, that let's say the son, in order to do the Bittul Malacha, comes to a point that he would actually have to give up his job. In other words, it's not just okay. You know, once in a while, I'm going to call in sick. I'm going to call in. I have to miss a day of work here and there, once every 3 months. No, we're not talking about that. We're talking about that the father's needs are so great that for you to actually do it, you would have to give up your job entirely.
The Shulchan Aruch, as long as you have for that day. No?
Huh?
Shulchan Aruch says, as long as you have food for that day.
Yeah, I understand. Right. That goes. About minyas revach. You're talking about bittul malacha. There's a few lines in the Shulchan Aruch.
Well, minyas revach is the same as bittul malacha.
I know. So Ramosh is saying is that losing your job is not called bittul malacha. That's called already a hefsid.
Why?
Because that's fine in Hilchos Chol HaMoed. Hilchos Chol HaMoed, you're not allowed to make a new deal. But if you're not going to go to work, they're going to fire you.
Then you have to go to work.
What do you mean? They'll fire me, so I'm never going to make more money. That's not called a hefsid. Well, that's not called davar avid. Davar avid means I'm not going to lose money out of my pocket. I'm not going to lose money out of my pocket. I'm just never going to make money again. No, you see, Hilchos Chol HaMoed, that's not the case. That's called a hefset. Because that's something you have already.
The job is an asset.
Yeah, the job I have, I don't have to lose my job.
But the Shulchan Aruch adds, because of that, you're going to have to go knocking on doors.
That's all if it's going into the category of bittul malacha. I'm just saying this is not called bittul malacha. This is called hefset. So that would seem that our Moshe is learning that the chiluk between bittul malacha and mishal av is not what I was saying before. It's that, is it minyas revach or is it a hefset? Okay? Now, according to that, you would have a different nafkumina. What about, let's say, the father, you have an apartment, a nice condo in Miami, you're looking to rent it out, looking to make some good money on it. Father calls you up, says, I'm coming down for 6 months, hold your apartment for me. Just, white out December, the 6 months. He says, 6 months? You mean the summer? No, I want the winter. So, okay, it's minyas revach. It's minyas revach. Right. Am I mochiv to give this to the father?
Well, if that was your job,
right?
Then
I was saying, that's your job, and
it's not my job. It's geschmack of money, geschmack of extra money.
So it makes a difference if it's your job or not.
No,
you do for sure. You have an asset.
Huh?
That's the extra. You say this was the extra.
So
it's borrowing.
I'm losing an asset for six months. I don't know if on Chol HaMoed you would be allowed to sign that contract.
Well, let's say
I don't know, maybe you would.
Let's say someone's father wants your car, right? I want to take your car. I want to keep it, right? Then we would say that's hefset.
Right.
Let's say he says, I want it for 6 months. You would say it's not a hefset because he has it afterwards. That's still a hefset. Right?
No, but here the only thing you're having out of this thing is money.
Like your apartment. I have an asset. I have an apartment. Yeah, you're right. I can make money out of it, but I have an asset. You're taking my asset.
He's not able to make money on this asset.
If he said I want the apartment forever, I want to take it. I want to take the title. It's going
to
be in my name.
That you're not mechayev to do.
That you're not mechayev.
So he said I'm taking it for 6 months. So it doesn't make a difference.
Okay, maybe that's why. I didn't understand the psak. The psak was is he taking not mechayev. At least in the Sefer Beis Yehuda, he brings down this psak. Really? They're not mechayev to give it for free. So I wasn't sure why. You know, these two psakim, the one from Ramesha and this one, seemed to me a stira.
Yeah.
You know, if you would say that the Vart of Bittul Malacha is that whatever you're mechayev to do to the parent, you have to do even if it's going to be a loss to you, you're sure you're mechayev to lose your job. But then I would hear that you don't have to give them the apartment because I don't want to do it the mitzvah. But if you're going to say that the Vart is minyas revach, why isn't this considered minyas revach? So you're saying it's already called a hefset also.
That's part
because
of
you're mamish losing your income.
Specifically the apartment?
That was an example given.
There's other bills you have to pay, taxes and stuff. You're going to have to pay those for your father living there?
He's covering all costs. He just, I don't want you, all rental income is, Baltimore.
It's not
going to
cost you anything.
Right. So, in that safe, they pass, and you're not mechayev. Yesh Lod, maybe it's called a Hefsid, not. But it would seem like that the Ikur Chiluk is Hefsid versus Minyas Revach, okay? Now, where does this come from, this shtickle? Is the Ritva asks a Bam Kasha. It's like an American Shmaka Kasha. From the story of Dama Ben Asina.
Oh.
The story of Dama Ben Asina was what? Everyone knows the story. That they came, they knocked on the door, they wanted the keys to make the Avnei HaEfod, and he was going to give them the keys, sell them the thing, and make money on it. And it was Dama's money. It wasn't the father's stones. That's why I wasn't ever sure about the story. It was because Fakert, if it would be the father's stones, Rabbi Yashav Paskins, that you're mechuyev to wake him up. Because the father would yell at you because you're making give me a hefsid.
Weren't they both goyim?
Yeah.
So how can we learn the mitzvahs from a Jew from a goy?
Well, we spoke about that in the very first year on the topic. Right. The Maral talks about fine,
right.
But the point is that definitely we're not going to learn something from them that's against the halacha. That's for sure. So it has to stem with the halacha. So what are we saying? Ad kama kibud av aim is that Dama ben Asina didn't wake up his father? He's a goy taka, a yid. We know the halacha. Michelle Ben. I'm not mochiv to give up this business deal, and you wake up the father. Sorry, Dad. You know, unless you want to cover the debt, you want to buy. I'll leave it up to you. You can buy the. You can buy
that's
the.
Different. He's actually waking up his father. Not me. It's like, let's say the father said, "I don't want you to sell the stones." Different story. Waking up is actually.
Okay, so this is two tirutzim in the Ritva. Two tirutzim in the Teisa Rosh.
He's not. He doesn't have a hefsid.
Is that the stira?
Now, why is that
the kasha from the Ritva?
The kasha is no. The kasha is correct. The Ritva. Yeah. What's the story of Dama Ben Asina teaching me? It's Michelle. You're not mechuyev to give up on that type of money.
Why is that
for your father? What?
Why is it
okay, so those are the two tirutim of the Ritva, of the Rishonim. It's a Rosh and the Ritva. Different Rishonim give different tirutim. The one teretz is that it was Minyas Revach. It was just that you weren't going to lose out on the opportunity to make the money. So that you have to give up for the father. So you see, Klara, that like those Rishonim, that Minyas, any Minyas Revach, even though to Kibud Aveim directly, right? It's not the Hefta of the Kibud Aveim, you are Mechuyev to give to the parent. That's the first teretz, or one of the tirutim. The other teretz given by the Rishonim is what you're saying is that you are mechuyev to give up money shelo letzair the father to avoid being mitzair him. Then it's not mechuyev to give up money even. Okay, so now why do the Rishonim say that? They don't hold a minyas revach if you go with that teretz. Maybe they hold like the other pshat in bittul malacha that's not a minyas revach, right? So you should learn on that. But these are the two tirutzim given by the Rishonim.
But the tzar is that if the father doesn't have you, is the one that's mitzair even if the father doesn't.
No, the tzar is because you're waking him up.
I'm saying general tzar. I'm saying we're gonna use this to say that in tzar you have to give up your money. For any time you can tzar your friend.
According to that teret, to give up your money for tzar.
Well, I mean, you're sitting there. This is a situation where he was actually and be mitzar his father, fight something.
Yeah, but to avoid being mitzar the father, they're trying to get from here that you have to give up the money.
Even if he has money.
For what?
Do you still have to give up money to be not mitzar your father?
Yeah. According to this, yeah.
You can't be mitzar him at all.
No, not
according to this, yeah.
So let's say you have to be mitzar him.
As a matter of fact, the Rishonim, the Achronim, asked his kash on the Gemara that we learned.
Not mitzar him, Michelle.
Right,
that's what I'm saying.
Even if father has money, it's not relevant.
Yeah. This is not a monetary.
They actually say, the Rishonim actually ask an Achronim ask a kash on the Gemara that you learned from this. The story in the Gemara was that the father's throwing an iron in the yam, and the Gemara says you're not mechuyev to be and the Gemara says and you can't embarrass him,
right.
And the Gemara brings a raya from there that's obviously Mishal Ben because of Mishal Av. What do you care? The Gemara says for the Yerusha, okay.
Right.
So Frater Achronim, what do you mean? But maybe it's Mishal Ben, maybe it's Mishal Av. But here the only way to stop him from doing it is to embarrass him. You know, you have to knock him, tackle him down.
Mitzar.
Could be that even if it's Mishal Av, you're mechuyev to let him throw your anaki liyam as opposed to being mitzar. So that's the Achronim's Akasha on this Gemara.
Once you bring in the old tzar business, then if you don't visit him, he's going to be inside.
No. This is talking about waking him up, tackling him down. Yeah, this is a different thing. That's something else. Not being guarded, you know. Okay. No, actually.
Paying for hospital bills. Making sure they get help in the nursing
home. Oh, I'm going to get to all that now. Okay, so this is all one example, okay? So one exception to this rule, even though you know, all the kids think they're getting home free from this. Oh, Mishalav. So first of all, the Bittul Malacha is one thing, okay? That's the first thing. Bittul Malacha makes it not so posh. The second thing that makes it not so posh is that is if the father doesn't have. If the father doesn't have, then Tosfos paskins and the Shulchan Aruch paskins says, well, if the father doesn't have money, then the son is mechuyev. There's a big machlokes in the Achronim. Why is the son mechuyev? Is the son mechuyev midin tzedakah,
right,
or is the son mechuyev midin kibud aveim?
Right.
Can't be both.
It's a big machlokes.
Once he doesn't have money, he goes to a nabi.
Right. No. Well, so the big nafkamina is, here's a major nafkamina in this shaila, is let's say there's many siblings. Okay. Some of them are rich. Some of them are poor. So if it's not kibud aveim, the father doesn't have money to support himself. So if it's not kibud aveim, so l'chor, you don't know chilek between the chiv kibud aveim, between a rich son and a poor son, they all got to chip in equally. So the rich son is going to call up the poor son and say, I'm giving my portion. You got to give your chilek. So
you can only give what you have.
So he gives what you can. But he can't, it's much harder for him to afford it. If he doesn't have, But if he, whatever, it's hard for him. The other guy's not hard for him. He lives b'rav, because he has plenty of money. He could give all of it.
For everybody.
But if it's not tzedaka, then he's more mechuyev than me. And he should, then the rich son is more mechuyev than the poor. The Ramah Paskins is midin tzedaka, and therefore the rich son should pay more of the bill. And there's a big shah in the Chasam Sefer, that's a whole tshuva, that the halacha is you're not supposed to give all your tzedakah to one person. You learned in Chus Tzedakah. You're not supposed to give all your tzedakah to one person, but here it says you can give all your tzedakah money to your parent. So if it's midin kibud aveim, it makes sense. But if it's midin tzedakah, so then why are you allowed to give all your tzedakah to the parents? So he says that the Maisa says it's an exception to the rule, and whatever, you give all your tzedakah money to the parent, but you shouldn't tell the parents it's tzedakah, because then the tzedakah the parents will be mitzdar on that gufa. Okay? Now, so that's another exception, is that the parent doesn't have, and then the Shulchan Aruch talks about the details of that. Yeah, it's Shulchan Aruch Sif Hei. You have another thing, we'll read it. It says, Zeshamachilu Mashkeu, this year feed and drink, this year you give to, you feed. What's the verb, the equivalent in the English, Mashkeu?
You give him to drink.
I could say that. I don't
want you to
translate. No, I'm saying.
Give him to imbibe is better for
him. There's
a verb that you could say feed. Right. Is there any word to give him to drink?
No, there's no translate.
Yeah, okay. Okay, so basically I was right. Okay. Zeshimachila Yimashkeu, Mishal Av Ve'em, Im Yesh Loi. Vim Ein Lav, this is Mephorish in the Allah, if the father doesn't have Yesh Laben. You have to give the father whatever you can afford. To go collect tzedakah
door to door
to feed your father.
Does that amount in order? Is that only to zan him like per meal? We're going to koifin him to get the meal, or are we going to get him to his previous status as a?
Look, maybe that's another nafkamina between tzedakah and kibud aveim. In tzedakah, there's a din that whatever his status was when he was rich, he has to give him kibud aveim. Don't say that. Give him what he needs. But it's still not a proper thing to feed your fat to use your tzedakah money for your parent. Rather give it to the Hashirim again. But saying it's midin then even if you're going to have to go and be mechazal psachim to give up work again, you don't have to give up your whole job like Ramosha says. Okay, now there's one other very very important klal in this halacha. Okay, and by the way, this is another pshat in the seif all the way at the end that it says that the son, that if the father interferes on who the son will marry, the son doesn't have to listen. So one of the pshat was because it's not nogeya to the father, so the father, you're not mechuyev to listen to advice that a parent gives you, there's no shaykhs to the parent. That was one pshat. But one of the reasons given, which we didn't get involved in then, but now we'll understand it better, the Ma'arik says that one of the reasons you don't have to listen to the father is because the whole din kibud aveim is mishal av, not mishal ben. So therefore, just like the father's son doesn't have to give up money, he surely doesn't have to give up his wife or his money or his something that would be goyim him tremendous tsar. to the son. Also, he doesn't have to. So that's why a lot of people, that's why in scenarios where the Kibbut Avim is going to get in the way of Shalom Bayis and all that, it could be that that goes into Mishal Av and not Mishal Ben. Even though it's not money, but that the Ma'arik says that just like if you're not Mukhiv to give up your money, you're also not Mukhiv to give a Tzar Aguf either. Now, if it's just inconvenience, we're not talking about that, we're talking about Tzar Aguf, like something to that proportion that we're talking, then maybe that goes into it. Okay. But here's a major knach in this whole business. Okay? And that is it was a psak halacha given by Reb Chaim Soloveitchik, Reb Chaim in Brisk. A guy came to Reb Chaim and said, my father wants me to go visit him. And we already learned last week that even though visiting is not brought down in Shulchan Aruch explicitly, but visiting is a form of kibud av v'eim. Okay? So my father wants me to go visit him. Now, he lives in Minsk, whatever, apparently a place far away from Brisk, and the train ticket is quite expensive. So I'm not mechuyev to pay the train ticket, and I want my father to pay the train ticket, Mishal Av. So Reb Chaim said, yeah, in Achnami. So start walking. So he says. He says, well, you can get there for free. You can get there for free.
Yeah.
Teretz is, why do you want to take the train? That's not for your father. His father doesn't care if you take the train or you take the. He wants you to be there next week. You have enough time to walk. His father doesn't care if you drive, if you take the train or you walk. Why are you taking the train? It's for yourself. That's not Mishal Av. That's your own problem. So Reb Chaim paskens that any time that the word of the money is not the pshat that it's that's the need that's here. That's the pshat is to save your own convenience. Okay, that's Taka Mishal Ben. So for example, let's say the father gives you the credit card and says, "Go buy me the steak. Go buy me. I like the triple burger over there in that restaurant." Okay, so you get the credit card. Now you got to go pick it up. But you tell his father, "No, it's $5 for delivery." Okay, so he doesn't have to pay that $5. Because that $5 for delivery, he asked you to pick it up for him.
Right.
So now.
Minus gas.
Huh?
Yeah. So,
no, you can walk.
You got to stay toes.
You can't walk. It's not realistic to walk.
If it's really far.
Is it realistic to go to Minsk? To walk to Minsk?
In those days, it wasn't.
Take a horse. I don't know. Whatever's realistic.
Obviously, it was.
Is this.
The place was saying that it was a realistic thing.
Is this only the father's makbid on it?
Huh?
Is this only if the father's makbid on this sort of money you're spending? If they're saying, you know, go get the burger, which they're okay with being mokel on the driving or ordering it.
I'm not talking about if everyone's okay with everything. We're talking about the halacha. If everyone can decide what,
like,
you know.
Is this something you have to ask? If,
yeah, you're talking about, by the way, $5 to deliver it.
Do you want me to bring it or you want me to deliver it or things? So I want it immediately. Well, can I pay? Yeah, just prepare for delivery. Well, she knows that there's delivery.
Or
he knows
there's
delivery.
Not true, so he's offering to do it.
Right, okay, fine. But I'm saying the Ikar Halacha would be, theoretically, okay, is that you would take the credit card and then you would say, but charge me $5 for delivery because that's saving your own shircha, that's not the father's problem.
You would have to pay for your gas if you don't pick it up, right? Technically.
Technically, probably. No, technically, you would have to pay for the gas, probably. Okay? Okay, same thing. Let's say the father, the parent says, listen, I want you to come for, I want you to come for Yom Tov to New York to visit us in New York for Pesach. Okay, so now, but I can't afford the tickets. So will you pay for the tickets? So the parent says, okay, it only costs $200 to drive, whatever, $300 to drive. So drive.
I
have to take off for more.
You're not making Pesach. You're going there for Pesach. I'm saying.
It's still your time that you could be doing something else.
Bittul malachi mechuyev.
If it's real,
it's real. But I'm saying bittul malachi mechuyev. So it means what you're mechuyev right now. The parent says, "Come here by Thursday. I want you there." So you're mechuyev to get in the car, and they're mechuyev to pay for the gas. Let's say, but you're mechuyev to get in the car and do bittul malachi and get there. Now you don't want to do your bittul malachi. That's not his problem. So he doesn't have to pay for that ticket.
Why do you have to go see Mr. Kavitsar?
We already spoke last week. That visiting is a kiyum o kibud avim. We spoke about that last week.
So it's not just come to this place. It's anytime they tell you to come visit them.
If it's reasonable. If it's not reasonable, it's not reasonable. Now, if it's not reasonable, the shaila is, if it's not reasonable for the parent to ask you, why in the world should the parent ask you to go pick me up a sandwich and bring it if they can get a delivery? You know, you have to know if that's a reasonable request. We already learned last week that if something's completely unreasonable, then it could be, you know, mechuyev on that. It doesn't make sense.
You didn't press the guy, you didn't want to give him the right sandwich. He'll switch it with his McDonald's.
I'm not getting involved in the shaila itself. I'm just saying, theoretically, you have to know if it's reasonable.
So the father says, I want to come down for 6 months. Here's your apartment. So the rest of the head, the maintenance and the taxes for the 6 months. But he's not getting the income.
No, that's what I asked. No,
that's your hefty. Now we'll have to take that hefty.
Yeah, he pay that anyway. It's required on the taxes and insurance and everything anyway.
Like the tax.
Yeah, but you're only willing to take that loss because you have an income.
Right.
That's an expense. Okay, so now, based on this psak of Reb Chaim, Reb Moshe Sternbach has two tshuvas, one in Chelek Gimel, Simon Reish Pei Vav, and one in Chelek Beis, Tof Mem Hei. Okay? And it's not in there. Reb Moshe Sternbach's shaila, the very, very common scenario, of putting a parent in a nursing home. So, putting a parent in the nursing home, and it's very expensive. So who pays?
Medicaid.
What? Medicaid.
Not Obama, not Medicaid.
What? Nursing homes are not covered by anything.
Here.
6%
in New York if you have to move.
Okay, I don't know who pays, but definitely there's people making money on them. That's for sure.
You lose all your money and Medicaid pays.
Now basically the shaila is that the son asked her Moshe Sternbach that's Mishal Av. Listen, I'm gonna go visit him and I'll put him in the apartment in the thing, but I don't have to pay. It's Mishal Av. So first off, if the father doesn't have, then we didn't staka, you have to give the father anyway. So that's the whole thing that Moshe Sternbach is talking about there, that if the father doesn't have money to pay for it, then you're mechuyev al staka.
Is that on, you get the room with the window, your own room?
I'm going to get on the side of the shaila. So then Moshe Sternbach goes on to say, hold on, I'm not sure you could really use staka for this. Because Dr. Moshe Sternbach, really, if the father needs care, you should bring him, take him into your house. Yeah. What's it going to be? Bittul Malacha? It's a Bittul Malacha, whatever. It's inconvenience. You got your mechuyev to bring him in. Now, if it's going to be the point that the only way for you to do it is by losing your job or shalom bias or whatever, then maybe, we said before, it's also called a hefsid, so maybe in a chanami and a mechuyev. But in a regular case, and then he says, and anyway, you should really convince your wife that it is a good idea because you're going to get a lot of other nabba for this. But besides that, so now, Dr. Meisher Sternbach, Gvaldika's point. Really, you're mechuyev to bring the parent into your house yourself. Now it's Moshum Gufay. Tarot says the father doesn't care if you're going to be, he's going to be in your house and you're bringing some therapists or whatever, or he's going to be in the nursing home. He'd much rather be in your house. So why are you putting him in the nursing home?
There are more services you can get in the nursing home.
Okay, fine.
And it's also if you don't have a wheelchair accessible. Let's say you don't have a special bed. Let's say you're not going to get the right care.
It's not. I'm not talking about.
It's also tzar. Comes with the tzar.
If it's not possible, but if it's possible, then really he could be in your house, which is very often the case. It could be by you. Okay, take a little effort and work it out. And you choose not to because you want to go put them in the nursing home. Dr. Marshall, and that's not Michelle. That's Michelle Ben.
But it's the difference
because
between the cost.
That's gonna got the mints.
It's the difference between.
Yeah, because exactly because you're trying. You're paying for the nursing home for yourself, not for the father. Because you don't want him by you.
It's only the difference between the
right. Parents. Whatever it would cost to have him by you, okay, if he needs a therapist, yeah, nechnami. So then that's his problem. You have to arrange the therapist, but it's his.
He's going
to
have tzar if you don't get the therapist.
Right.
He's going to have tzar.
No, but that's his chiv. He has to take care of himself. What does that mean? The father could say, listen, I'm not buying clothes for myself, and I'm going to be tzar. I'm going to have to walk out without clothes, so buy me clothes. I mean, if it's his point, if it's his chiv, and he has the money.
You're talking about someone who's normal thinking and all that, and he's able to take care of himself. No, it's just something about dementia. They can't.
Okay, right. So I'm saying, but if you can have the person in the house.
Even at that point.
Why don't we see that same scar on their
seal? Just to find his money.
What?
Why don't we see that same
scar on their seal? You have the right to take his money to do that.
What does he have to do? Why is that called taking care of him?
Am I the case where
he can't be by himself anymore and he needs help?
He can't be with Sadaris.
The person he has to have with him is you. That's your mitzvah. No, that's your mitzvah. Your mitzvah to help him take it. No, he's saying you should pay for the therapist because whatever the question was. If he has money, he's supposed to pay for it. He's going to have tsar. That's not called your green garment tsar because you're not paying for his therapy. That's all I'm saying. So what are the mitzvah is? So her over there, whatever the expense would be for you to have him in your house, you could the difference between that and the nursing home has to come out of your own pocket. And that difference can't be tzedakah. Because that's your mitzvah kibud avim at that point. Because that you're pottering up your chiv gufay with that. So Moshe starts off saying, is that avada? You should give all your tzedakah money there. But then he says, hold on, I'm not so convinced this is tzedakah money. That's one other level. Okay? So this is a major, major shiloh. It's Maisim Macholyoim, this shiloh. And you have to keep this in mind that this is not so quick to say, oh, Mishalav, done. Not so simple. Okay? And the final kinach in this is another thing of Moshe Shembach says, which goes back to what we said in the beginning, which is, and we'll end with this psak. It's a very nice psak. Shal is the following. Let's say the Moshe Shembach says, a guy comes over to him and says, my father lives in Eretz Yisrael. He was living in South Africa at the time. My father lives in Eretz Yisrael. And you remember those days of like long distance, like it was like $3 a minute or whatever. It was like a whole
week.
What? So he says, I don't want to call my father. It's expensive. It's Mishalav. Mishal Ben. And he says, not only that, I don't even want to write him a letter unless he pays for the postage.
Are you kidding me? The first one, even was hard to hear, but the second one is impossible.
So he says,
you have this side of the table saying, yeah.
So he wants the father to pay for the postage. So the Rav Moshe Shtermach says it's absolutely no shaychus. Because there, till now we were talking that the chefs of the mitzvah is the stake. The chefs of the mitzvah is the thing that cost money. Over here, pshat is this is the normal way for you, a person to communicate with. Your chiv is to say hello. If it costs you money to say hello, then it costs you money. So then it's your chiv. Then it's your expense. That's weiter, your expense. In other words, it's a little bit of more of a chiddush we're saying till now, that pshat is you're paying the money to get out of a chiv gufay. But, you know, if the father, the cheftz of the kibbutz is something that costs money. Okay, so that the cheftz of the kibbutz is the steak, is the food, is the drink. So the expense involved in that comes from the father. But here the cheftz of the kibbutz is saying hello. So I have to say the hello. Teretz is it costs me money to be able to say the hello. That's my expense. And I think that that's the pshat, question we started with, which is, why does this mitzvah not have to, why is this mitzvah, kibbutz avim, all of a sudden you don't have to spend money on this mitzvah? Every other mitzvah you have to spend money, and this mitzvah you don't? Teretz is, no, Chazanish is right. Chazanish is saying is that the yisur of the mitzvah is the cheftz of the kibbutz is money, then it's his money, not your money. But if the cheft of the kibbutz is free, it's saying hello, that's the kibbutz. None of us is going to cost you money to be able to mekayim the mitzvah. About every mitzvah costs money. So for me to be able to say hello to my father costs me money, I got to say hello. So going back to the shiloh with the thing, I'm not even convinced anymore you need Reb Chaim's chiddush for this whole thing. And if I have to get there, okay, so if the reason I have to get to my father is to be machila and mashkit, maybe it's, but if the cheftz of the kibbutz, if the what my father wants me there for is to visit, nervous, it costs me money to get there, I'm not sure what that falls under. But at least in the case where Moshe Shtembach says, is that there are cases that kibbutz avim costs you money, and you gotta do it anyway. Okay, so that's the third level. So it comes out that there's a couple levels. The Ikar Halacha is Mishal Av. However, first of all, Bitul Malacha, which Kapashas Minyas Revach, comes out of the child. Number two is if the father doesn't have. Number three is if it's Mishal, if it's Tsar. Number four is Begufoy. If it's really to help, in other words, what I mean to say, if you're just getting out of the son's getting out of his own Tircha by paying money, that money he has to pay. And the fifth thing is that we're saying now, is on top of everything, a Chiddush, is that if that the expense involved in doing the mitzvah, then it could be I have to do it.
So basically, Mishal Ben.